The Ministry of Youth and Culture has overhauled festival this year. The annual celebration of the country's emancipation and independence has been revamped and will include several new events and competitions. On this week's edition of the Arts Page, we fill you in on the changes. Usually, Jamaica Festival refers to the week of celebration from July 31 to Independence Day on August 6, but not this year. The Youth and Culture Minister, Lisa Hanna, says Jamaica Festival 2014 has been rebranded as a season of activities beginning in June and culminating on Independence Day.
In the spirit of not leaving our cultural development to chance, we have made the strategic and deliberate decision to enhance the Jamaica Festival program by reviving, revitalizing, and adding new activities to the season of celebration and reflection.
The Anti-Roche Festival is one of the new events on this year's calendar. It aims to showcase the storytelling talent of Jamaica's literary, film, and television communities. The festival will feature a short film competition, trailers from new television programs, a book fair, poetry reading, and storytelling. The redesigned celebration will also include the Heart of Ska International Festival, the Dutchie Culinary Festival, Live Music Tuesdays, National Independence Exhibitions, and Independence Signature Conversations. Jamaica Festival 2014 will also increase focus on parish and community activities in order to widen the identification, development, and exposure of talent island-wide. As a result, Jamaicans will have a chance to bust out on the big stage, a talent search competition organized by the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC. JCDC's National Coordinator of the Big Stage, David Reed, says the competition will provide an opportunity, especially for unattached youth in rural and inner-city communities, to hone their talents while receiving exposure on the national stage.
With the way the world is going and the creative industry is now one of the leading income earners, we are trying to give those talented Jamaica an avenue to showcase their talent that somebody can take them on and employ them and give them a job so that they can earn from their talent.
The national competition will be similar to the Pop and Variety Contest introduced by the Commission in 2003 for its 40th anniversary celebrations.
Persons have been asking for it. We're trying to create that database of talents within Jamaica. And so we have brought back the competition and rebranded it, meaning that persons will get a chance, get a bus, as they say in Jamaica, on the big stage once you have talent.
David Reed, JCDC's National Coordinator for the Big Stage. Entry forms for the competition are available on the JCDC's website, jcdc.gov.jm. Persons can also collect and submit entry forms at any of the JCDC parish offices island-wide. The family will also take center stage during this year's festival celebrations. Culture Minister Lisa Hanna says for the first time, a National Family Day will be held.
I really wanted to do this as a way of helping to heal the Jamaican family. Many of our challenges that our children face are directly related to the problems in their homes. And if we can fix the families, we can fix Jamaica.
National Family Day is set for Saturday, August 2. Minister Hanna is encouraging families, particularly those who have never had a reunion, to use this opportunity to connect to their roots and to bolster the ties that bind. That's it for this edition of the Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.